Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Yes, I am. Oh, yeah.
Episode 38.
Boom.
Hatred Theory.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your host, Jack the Iron Cock Tilby.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
My partner in pain, Joe the Tree Stump Jones.
Hey.
And Dan Stomach Biles.
That's original.
Come on.
All right. And Dan 12-pound dick Biles.
I like it. Yeah. It's all in the foreskin.
It's all
the extra cheese.
Oh, imagine how much you'd have to piss to fill that foreskin up. Like a balloon.
Here we go again.
You know what? The only issue with doing the penis balloon is getting piss all over you. Sometimes it'll go wrong.
Sometimes it explodes in your face.
Can we just?
I'm not explaining what that's about either. If you want to find out what that's about, go back and listen through.
I do want to say, like, is anyone like, you know, when you have like morning glory and you go up and take a piss because you've been holding it in all night? Have you ever you aimed it? When you start peeing, it doesn't go straight.
Mate, you can't control that.
No, your pee comes out to the left hand side or the right hand side and completely misses the toilet. Like it desperately doesn't want to go in there.
I thought you'd gone then.
Wait, who's gone?
No. Well, no, I find that that my dick falls to the left because like when it's flaccid, I piss to the left way more than when it's erect. Because otherwise, like when it's erect, I'm just pissing on the back burner.
But you get what I'm saying though. When you aim it, right?
Yeah.
And you think it's about to go straight, but then it does the fucking like it just shoots off to the left hand, like it comes out sideways.
Yeah,
that's
because
takes a U-turn.
It's because you've got like a bit of dry cum in your urethra.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, it happens a lot after you've had sex the night before as well. Like sometimes it'll piss out in two directions, and
I'm
you're
a
like,
virgin.
"What the fuck? I'm a snake.
I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin. No, don't do it.
No,
I'm a virgin.
What the fuck is that off?
I'm a virgin.
It's quite Twitter famous. I'm surprised you've not seen it.
Right. No, I only look at what I want to see.
I'm going to put some actually straight off the rip, off the back of that. On Twitter, you need to be following Bad Porn Acting.
Oh,
that sounds awesome.
I think I've seen that, actually.
I like a bit of
Bad Porn Acting.
That guy features quite heavily on said...
Sorry, before we get into what I have planned for today,
God help us.
The bad acting. The only time ever that I enjoy bad porn acting is when it's the woman who's just really shit at playing someone's sister, and then it's like you know, oh my god, do you mind if I rub your cock? And he's like, oh yeah, but you're my sister. She's already got her like mouth on it,
and then it's always it's not weird. It's sister.
And the dude's like, no, come on, don't do it.
What if mom and dad see?
Yeah. Meanwhile, her like it's halfway in her vagina, and he's like, no, this is weird. This is weird, isn't it? This is weird. You would be what the fuck? What are you doing? And the only time I ever like it is when like the girls like acted shit, so the dudes like just completely pounded the shit out of her. You know what I mean?
What's really funny?
You're not acting anymore, are you?
It's when he acts so stupid, but it's just like every fucking
oh my god, did I forget to pay my rent again?
It's like, oh my god, I'm stuck in this really big oven. How did I do this? Help me, step bro.
Oh my god. Have you seen them when mum gets stuck under the bed, son decides he needs to make a choice.
You need to like maybe think to yourself like what kind of son you've raised if the first thing he's going to do when he sees a stuck woman is just shags him.
I see this scenario as like you two, like one of you would help her, the other would fuck her. I'm sure you can work out which one's which.
Jack's gonna help her, right?
No.
Oh, okay, I see. Yo, nah,
my mom's way too sweet. I'm not gonna do that.
Mom was fucking ugly, man.
let's not get into the whole mom stuff. So anyway, yeah.
Oh god.
God damn it. Right. God, we can't go one right. Fucking episode. Jesus.
Yeah. All right, I was okay. So I'm going to get into this. I'm going to be reading out a few funniest, a few of the dumbest threads, either on Reddit or Twitter, and we're just going to laugh and talk about them. So if you want to stick around for that, you can. If you don't, do you know what? Someone rated us 1 star on Apple Podcasts.
You're joking.
Someone rated us 1 star.
You're joking. Who did that?
I checked the other day. We have 2 5-star ratings and 1 1-star rating.
And they didn't leave a comment? Did they leave a comment?
No, I couldn't find out who it was. Obvious pussy. Whoa,
I'm fairly certain that 1-star review is my cunt of a brother.
Oh, what a prick. Dick.
Oh, man. Right, listen, he is never funny, coming back.
We have entertained... everyone through the lockdown, masses. Right? We have entertained millions and millions of people, right? All year through this troublesome time, okay? Right. So why would he do this? He was like one of our first maybe he's butthurt because, you know, we've had more interesting people than him on the show. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I do anyway. Like you, Rob, but that's a bit of a cunt move, mate. You know what I mean, boys?
Are you messaging him, Dan, to find out if it was him?
No, I'm just trying to see if I can work out who the...
Oh, right, okay.
Right, listen, this is just a quick thing, just before we go into... Listen, whoever listens to this show, if you find this show, shut the fuck up. If you don't like this show, right, you stumble upon through Spotify and Apple Podcasts and it's like, oh, Hatred Theory, oh, I wonder what that's about. You read the description, you think, that's right up my alley. Then you realize that we talk about our asses and penises and balls and fucking this and that, bodily fluids, fucking Jack's a racist type of shit. If you don't like that crap, you're not a racist. No, you're right.
It's called racial slurs.
If you don't like it, don't leave a bad review because it'll just ruin it. Right?
Yeah.
But spread positivity.
Yeah.
You fucking cunts.
Actually, I reckon we could get the most 1-star reviews ever.
I reckon we can break for, isn't it?
We can break a Guinness World Record. Let's upset as many people as we fucking can. You know.
Without racism.
We won't be famous, we'll be infamous, mate. That's even cooler.
Okay. All right, let's get into it.
So this first thread is from Reddit. And this person, Lane W1995, posted, I was suspended for 2 weeks and went in front of the school board for expulsion over taking an Advil a friend gave me. I'm guessing Advil is like American for like what?
I think it's like ibuprofen, maybe.
Is that like a really strong painkiller?
Painkiller, yeah. ADVIL,
is that?
ADVIL, yeah.
Advil, yeah, ibuprofen.
Ah, right.
Oh, I nailed it.
Pussy, mate. They're popping candy for me. They didn't even see it. Someone said I was popping pills, and me and 3 others said it was Advil. My school had a zero tolerance drug policy. The next message.
Like most schools.
But did you actually take Advil? And then the next comment, he took a whole marijuana.
One whole marijuana?
And me, Bob, said, nah, man, a whole marijuana is fatal. Everyone knows that, full stop. Crest messages, not as bad as drinking 10 milligrams of cocaine, though. Bob comes back, as long as you're not smoking LSD tabs. Cress comes back, I heard Susan tried that in high school and now her kids are autistic.
Damn it, Susan!
I heard Susan tried that in high school and now her kids are autistic. Dynamite says, good. What a cunt.
Like, a whole marijuana? One whole marijuana? That guy's fucking mental.
He took a whole marijuana.
He took a whole marijuana, boys. Like, that guy is fucking God. How'd you do that and live?
Mate, you can't eat a whole marijuana.
You can't eat a whole marijuana, dude.
Right. this next thread, right, is for a girl called Stifler's Mum on Twitter.
Stifler's Mum has got it going on. She's
Copyright.
Sorry.
Baby, can't you see?
All right, no more.
So basically,
not the world for me.
Sorry. This woman, I know it might be wrong. I'm in love with Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom has got it going.
Stop. No, so she posted a picture. She posts very weird pictures.
Okay.
I do not follow her on Twitter.
Bullshit.
So she posted this picture of her naked, right? So she's like, if you can picture it, she's doing the whole sit down, but on one hip, right? So she's sitting on one hip, and she's like spreading her cheeks apart so you can see her like vaginal area and gooch and butthole and stuff.
That's right? Hot. Yep.
But so before she took this picture, she should have probably cleaned down there. there was something on there, right? So all the and it's quite visible as well. So here's the thread.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, yummy. Wish I could get me some of that pie. That's Johnny.
Good old Johnny.
Then it's got heart emojis, heart in the then it's got the spurting dick emojis, you know, with the what's that fruit called?
Eggplant.
Eggplant, that's the one. It's not a fruit, is it? It's a vegetable. And then I can't get rid of my boner after this. Could you help me? These are all very thirsty dudes.
Yeah, okay. Let me just jump in on this, right? So since we're going down the whole thing of the comment, have you ever looked at comments when you go on like Pornhub?
Oh yeah.
They are the best fucking things ever. I literally, I remember seeing one, and it was a guy asking if anyone knows how to get past a certain boss on Skyrim. And then someone literally
to be fair, if you're going to look for the rimming advice, Pornhub's not a bad place to start.
Like, it's fucking, what was it? I remember seeing one comment, and some guy was literally asking like does anyone know when Co-op opens or like when Tesco opens or something like that, and people would respond to it like nothing. And it's like, here's the thing as well with I've noticed a lot of shit on, you know, Jack said about thirsty men, right? There's a shit on TikTok, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, Jack. You know when you're scrolling through and you're trying to find like some like motivation for like to make a video, right?
Yeah.
You see, like they've got like there's a woman on the right, and they act like they're singing, but it's like a very love song, and they act like they're singing, like it's their voice. And it's this guy on the right and he on the left, and he's like doing all these fucking like fuckboy motions and all this kind of stuff, and like pretending to sing the song back to her and stuff like that. And then you look at the thing and it says, "I'm so sorry, I just had to. She's so beautiful." And then it's just like, mate, come on. She lives in Jamaica, lad. You're in England. How are you? You're not going to pull. Like you're in two separate scenarios here. Like, you know, basically, what we're trying to say is, fucking stop, because it's not cool.
Gorgeous, sweetie. I'll be right there to take advantage of your position.
Thirst Trap Jones strikes again.
It's only three away from my comment on this one.
Okay, look forward to it.
You commented on this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I want you. Once again, gorgeous. Me. Oh, artistic and sexy. Then I put, you have a crumb on your vagina. I suggest... It's rather large and rather white. It's definitely not a piercing, because it's right on the hole. Surprised you haven't seen it or didn't see it when you were uploading it. I'm very sorry to inform you, but obviously no one else has seen it either. Bearing in mind, I did zoom in. Only to assess the situation in more clarity. Oh, I hope this has helped you in your quest for beauty, because it has damn sure helped me stay away from Twitter.
That's the best fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. Damn, baby, I want you. You do know you have a crumb in your vagina. you know, like in past episodes, like we've always wondered why I'm friends with Jack. Like this is why. This is it. Oh, fucking hell, that's mate. Fucking hilarious, man. Oh god.
Oh yeah.
You have a crumb in your vagina. Oh fuck.
I just can't. Ooh. I just can't believe it's, you know, still up there. Like,
and she hasn't even, after that beautiful comment, she still hasn't taken it down and, like, taken another picture or something? Like,
no, funnily enough, she liked it. I'm not sure, but most of her, like, bullshit on Twitter is about getting high all the time, so. I think, right.
Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
And besides, she already takes a piss out of herself. I mean, one of her tweets was, anytime I try to twerk, my leg fat just jiggles and not my ass. Somebody show me the way. She put da way as if she's texting in the early 2000s.
Oh, no, it's like
on Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a character limit, I guess.
He's got you there.
Why do you have to be a producer, mate?
No, but it does sound like she wasn't anywhere near said limit. So.
Oh no, she wasn't near the limit. No, she's just a weird crummy vaginaed beast.
I don't understand the need for text language in text anymore, because.
No, I do you know what? That's a topic for another day, because fuck me, I hate M and the number 8.
Do you know what? Like. It's funny how everything's turned. You know, like, back in the old days of MSN?
Oh, do I?
Right, so, like, I remember... Nudge. I remember back in the days of MSN, I used to type all of my words, how they're spelt. And people used to take the piss out of me because I didn't put, like, M8 or WUU2 for, like, what you up to and all this kind of stuff. And I never used to find shortcuts, right? So then when I learned how to do it and what to use and all this kind of stuff, we slowly went into texting normally and using real words. And I was just like, I've just wasted my fucking life learning this shit.
to be cool. It never made me cool, by the way.
Always on the tail end of that trend.
Still got my ass kicked every single every time, mate. Every time. I mean, we made a fucking song about Cardi B, and that's fucking gone now. We're always last. We're always last, mate.
We are always last. But don't forget, I have a song written by my seven-year-old daughter.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
That is going to come out. That is going to come out, and it's so fucking sick.
That's going to get us soaring higher than a fucking eagle, right?
Fly like an eagle. Nope.
Sorry.
It's going to get us fucking flying higher than a Boeing 777-77.
Right? Fly like a 77-77. Oh, God.
Just but out of what... interest, mate, where can people find your Twitter ramblings?
What's that?
Your Twitter.
What Twitter account were you using for all this?
Obviously, this Hatred one. Theories.
Hatred Theories.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Yo. Perhaps it was the wrong one. Maybe I shouldn't have done it on that one.
Fuck it. It's happened now.
Yeah, well, fuck it.
Yo, can I?
Everyone knows by now that I do the Twitter.
I kind of want to.
We need something in the bio on that Twitter that just says managed by Jack.
Yeah.
Just for mine and Joe's sake.
Managed by. Okay, do you know what? I'll put that up there.
Yo, can I? I want to throw this question out there because I feel like every time you ask someone it, a lot of people are terrified because they might be called, like, you know, has anyone ever come up to you and said, like, who is your, like, man crush? Like, if there was a guy in this world that you would fuck, who is it? Right? When someone asks you that, whenever someone asks me that, I'm straight up and I'll be like, this person.
Who is it?
John Bernthal.
See, I wouldn't go with him. He seems like he'd have dirt under his nails.
Doesn't matter, mate. He can spit in my mouth whenever he wants.
I reckon he could fuck you with nothing but his nose.
I like that you're,
yeah, but I feel like
man crushing here, Joe. But you're actually acting out a bottom role. So
he plays Frank Castle, the Punisher, mate. Like, I can imagine he do. You know the scream he does, Jack. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
I can imagine that coming out, and I'm just like, I'm flabbergasted.
That's
right
his
now.
Cum noise.
This that I'm flabbergasted.
Just after he does that noise, this happens.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes, perfect.
Right, but no, here's the thing. So, just quickly,
I've only
Jack.
Got one more thread.
Yeah. Just quickly, right? Right. So, my, I've got two. I'm not afraid, but people are like, "Oh, no, I'm not gay." It's like, it's not gay, mate. You can fucking
not gay.
Be...
spit roast by two.
Nah, no, but it's not gay to have a man crush. It's fine. So, like, I would choose Tom Hardy and John Bernthal. Jack, who would you pick?
Chris Hemsworth. He just looks like his skin is so soft.
Get you. He would cuddle me in the morning.
He baths every day. I can tell.
Like, my feet. Dan?
Gosling.
Oh, Ryan Gosling. He's sort of fading into the woodwork.
Yeah, I feel like, Dan, I feel like you'd have to do most of the talking on that one. I feel like he's too... He'd treat you like a princess, though, Dan, I reckon.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Drive.
I have seen Drive. It's a fucking good film.
I don't think he'd be treating you like a princess. I think he'd stomp on your head.
No.
Did he die in that film?
I'm not sure. He drives off having been stabbed.
Yeah.
That's the name of the movie.
I'm not being funny. Frank Castle's been fucking shot, stabbed, and he's still alive, so he's fine.
Frank
don't worry about
Castle.
It. don't you diss Frank Castle, mate.
He gets very protective over his Mr. Castle.
Love Castle, mate. Right, anyway, let's carry on.
Right, I've got one more. So this one I'm doing more for the actual the story aspect that's told at the start. Right?
Okay. Yes.
So
my
Maya Macta. Yeah. He or she writes, I work in an emergency room. One time we had a patient who had a colostomy, or it's colonoscopy in this one, isn't it? No. For those who don't know, this is a surgically placed hole. Colostomy, yeah. Why do you have one down?
No.
This is a surgical.
My asshole is dirty.
Gross. Yeah, by the smell of mine, that mine is too. Placed hole in the abdomen where shit comes out after after the colon is rerouted away from the anus. Anyway, some girl comes in once with an infection in her stoma, abdominal shithole. Turns out it was gonorrhea. Her husband had been cheating on her, picked it up, and had been fucking her in her stoma.
Mate,
what the fuck?
Why?
So you saying he was getting a little in ... on the side? Yeah. and then D cup. Nice. I was feeling horrified, saw this, and felt 100% better. Thank you. The fuck? Feels better after reading that.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. Just leaving everyone with the image of someone fucking a belly button, pretty much. Is it a belly button or is it like near there?
It's below? Wait.
Is it like lower than that? Is that when you get a shit bag that you carry around?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember actually someone I knew, I cannot name names, had a shit bag and it popped and fuck me, did it stink, dude? Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
It was gross. So embarrassing. Like, I couldn't imagine what it's like. Like, no offense to anyone with a fucking shit bag. Like,
oh, I've got enough of admiration for people that, like,
that's insane. But mate, do you know what I'd do? I'd just, like, pull the pipe out and just, like, have shit pissing out my belly.
Listen, if anyone listening to this does have a shit bag, please message us on Instagram. We'll get you on the show. You can talk to us about it,
especially if you've been fucked in your stoma.
Get in touch with us on Instagram.
So
we message back. That'd be great. Please,
we message back within 3 days or so.
I think we're pretty much. Jack doesn't message you back. It's pretty much me and Dan.
Yeah.
Jack's the Twitter guy.
Okay.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
That's
fucked.
Weird. I don't like that.
Gross. It's just the image. It's just, yeah, I was reading it and I was like, oh, what's that? And a stoma? And then gonorrhea.
Every time I close my eyes, I see it.
Imagine the stink. I bet it looks like a donut with like yellow icing on it. You know? Like a small donut with yellow icing on it.
Oh,
and then, like,
God.
You've left it in the sun for a bit too long.
That's disgusting. Jack. Yeah. Dan, how are we doing on time?
Getting a bit crusty on that.
How are we doing on time, mate?
28 minutes.
28 minutes, that's beautiful. We can move on to...
We should get on to the listener hates because I want to get away from the yellow donut in the sun.
Listener
shit
hates. Listener hates. Fuck listener me in hates. The stoma.
Fuck him in the stoma.
Give me gonorrhea stoma.
Gonorrhea.
Or stomaria. That's what I'm saying. Stomaria.
Stomaria.
Oh, you know what? That's just like stoma diarrhea. Listener hates.
Listener hates. All right, so Dan, let us have it. It was hard. Basically, I think we might have to skip this part because it was so hard to keep up with the amount of emails and comments that we got. So, Am I right, Dan?
Terry liked it. Thanks for that, Terry.
You fucking bastard, Terry.
Who's Terry?
Terry's my boy. Terry's the one that basically had a go at me for playing the guitar whenever I was in PlayStation chat. But then, like, that annoys me.
Tezmondo?
That is Tezmondo. What the fuck did I just say?
Tezmondo.
I think we can pretty much move on to fucking We can move on to Dickhead of the Week then.
You know why Terry did that? Dickhead.
Dickhead of the Week.
It's not Terry's fault he looks like a potato either.
I've got a dickhead this week.
Go on, and Dan, take it away.
The dickhead of the week this week is undoubtedly Lawrence Fox.
Lawrence Fox.
Who's Lawrence Fox?
He's a little fucking Ponzi actor.
Don't call your son Lawrence. That's not. I don't like that name.
Worse still, his Twitter handle is at LozaFox.
Oh, fucking hell. Right. Who is this guy?
Well, for those that don't know, he's a fierce liberal. But
is he one of those? Is he one of those gay guys that's straight?
I don't know. But he's created the Reclaim Party. He's an actor. He's created the Reclaim Party. And this week, or this morning, I think it was yesterday, he tweeted, "Just had a large group over to lunch and we hugged and ate and talked and put the world to rights. It was lovely. You'll never take that away from people. Stay out, protect your rights. If the NHS can't cope, then the NHS isn't fit for purpose. Compliance is violence."
What a cunt.
So, yeah.
It's a bit retarded, really, isn't it?
He is a bit fucking stupid, yeah.
Lawrence Fox, honestly, he's the most fucking horrible, just single-minded wanker going. He's against Black Lives Matter movement. He's like anti-masker, sort of absolute cunt. So more than happy to place a dickhead of the week tag on him.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Yeah. Well, let's fucking tag him. Fuck you, Lawrence. Your mum and dad gave you a shit name. Good burn, Joe. Good burn. Proud of you,
good
buddy.
Good burn, mate.
Yeah, self five.
Fucking love you, dude.
Right. Oh, well, really I guess that we could pretty much end the show there. I mean, that was a lot of fun. Jack, where can they find us, buddy?
You can find us in your stoma. Yeah, in your stoma rear. Oh, gross. Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, that's right up there. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, MSN, and wherever hating is permitted, we are found.
I like it. Dan, where can they find the show?
Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Breaker, Anchor, others, iHeartRadio.
Sick.
Napster,
right.
Kazaa, LimeWire. Yeah.
All right.
LimeWire, fuck. I remember LimeWire.
Don't get it from Napster, Kazaa, or LimeWire. It will kill your computer.
Right. Well.
Good one, Dan.
I guess that's
right,
it.
Right, that's it from me, Brian Fantana.
That's it from me, Lawrence Fox.
No, oh yeah, absolute cunt. Good one.
I don't think Joe's that smart. He didn't get the joke until after he'd said it.
What, absolute cunt?
Absolute,
I get it.
Absolute cunit.
Bro, that's Dan, it for the show.
That's
see
it
later.
From Dan as well, mate. That's it from Dan,
that's
yeah.
It from me, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I found out that you look like someone else as well.
Oh, for who now?
I can't remember, I know it was very funny. But I didn't want to take a picture of it because it was a fat guy, and I don't want you to feel like I'm like body shaming you or anything. It's just his face did look a lot like yours,
right?
Like, I'm not trying to say you're fat or anything.
Face out.
I'm just saying, you know.
Face out.
If there's any issues with that?
Face out.
I'll see you back in the studio next week, you fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Ooh, coming over.
Yeah, come to my studio, bruv. That's all I am.
Phase out.
Okay, yeah, phase out. Phase out!
Phase out!
Help me out! Help me out of this stoma!
Holding the shit in the whole time. What is that noise?
That's me sucking on the stoma.
Stoma Simpson, am I right?
That's Stoma Simpson.
But do you have that, the 89 Productions, on a fucking button just for when we talk? That's sick. But now I'm a